感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
你还记得上个礼拜讲什么吗
？Can you remember what we spoke about last week？
记得不记得
？Can you remember？
记得不记得
？Can you remember？
啊，记得。讲什么？亚伯拉罕有一夜情了。
Abraham and his one night
stand。好，我们大家注意啊！亚伯拉罕跟撒拉结婚。
Abraham was married to Sarah。
几十年不怀孕。
And for many decades, there are no children.
一个女人送进他房间，马上怀孕。
And a girl was sent to him, and immediately she was impregnant.
你听见什么没有
？Can you hear the message?
很多时候，神所引导的是很困难的。
Very often, the guidance of God would be difficult.
神的时间是很慢到的。
And the timing of God may seem to be slow.
但那个很奇怪的情欲的事情。一下子就成功了。
But strangely, things related to lust as often has success.
所以把这个事情反过来的时候
，When you look at it from the other angle,
太快成功的常常不一定是神引导的。
Very often, a quick success may not be the guidance of God.
那为什么亚伯拉罕犯这么大的错呢
？Why did Abraham commit such a big error?
因为等不及神的时间。
He was impatient for the timing of God to come.
没有耐心等候上帝。
He did not have the patience to wait for God.
圣经说，我曾耐。耐心等候耶和华。
The Bible says we are to wait upon the Lord with patience.
他侧耳垂听我们的祷告。
And he will lean and hear our prayers.
我们许多时候我们的灵性失败。
Very often we fail spiritually.
不过是因为我们要走在主的前头。
Because we want to move before our Lord.
替上帝行事。
To work for on behalf of God.
帮上帝成事。
And to help God succeed.
神为什么需要我们的帮忙
？But why would God need our help?
你说因为有柜快要倒了嘛
？You say because the ark is about to fall.
所以我去扶持他，不是动机很好吗
？So my motive is to help to correct it.
上帝就让乌撒死在。他盼望帮助上帝的事情上。
And God will strike that Usa who hold on to the ark.
今天我们许多的人用世界的经验。
We use the experiences of the world.
社会的知识。
And the knowledge of the society.
人本的思想。
And a human base.
来到上帝的殿中。
And come before the throne of God.
你自己说我像我这样的人才能够帮助上帝。他老人家应当谢谢我。
And you say to God, I'm so talented, I'm here to help you, so you should be thankful.
所以我已经发现这种不纯正的动机在侍奉的行列人的心里面。
I discovered that such an impure motive is found within our hearts.
从大概七八年前
,from about 8 years ago,
我很严密地定下一个原则。
I have this very stern principle.
在我的教会里面
,within my church,
没有一个人是来帮助上帝的。
Not a single person would come to help God.
每一个人来贡献一切给上帝的。
Not a single person is here to contribute to God.
每一个到上帝面前来的人
，Everyone that come before God,
都来学习
，have come to learn.
你都来侍奉
，have come to serve.
来谦卑的盼望蒙上帝悦纳
，to come humbly that God would accept.
只有用这样的态度
，only with such an attitude,
我们才配被上帝使用
，would we be worthy to be used by God?
因为神不是乞丐。
God is not a beggar.
神不是垃圾。
God is not a garbage bin.
我们把我们不要的当作最好的东西献给上帝。
We do not take the things that we do not want and give it to God.
因为我们许多人的奉献的心态是把神当作垃圾堆来奉献的。
The attitude we have today towards offering is to treat God like a garbage bin.
许多人的奉献，许多人的侍奉是把神当作无能无助需要我施舍怜悯才能做成的
Many people offer and serve God because they think that God needs our help and need our pity
这是完全错误的心态
This is absolutely a wrong attitude
所以有一天约书亚清早起来的时候
When Joshua woke up in the morning
忽然看见那个又高又大的彪彪大汉站在他的面前
He saw a very strong man right before him
他作为全民的军事领袖
And he was the general leading the entire people.
马上把刀拔出来。
Immediately he drew his sword.
他问那个彪形大汉说：“你是来帮助我的，或是来抵挡我的
？”And he asked the strong man, "Did you come for me or to oppose me?"
就是这个问题呀、啊。
This question in itself
就把常人的心态表现出来了。
Demonstrated the way we always think.
你是我的仇敌呢
？Are you my enemy?
或者你是我的同盟呢
？Or are you my friend?
你是我的战略伙伴呢
？Are you my ally?
或者你是我的竞争对手呢
？Or are you my competitor?
现在国际关系也用这两个来分了。
This is the way international relationships are built.
到底中国的崛起是美国的威 危险呢？日本的危险呢？或者是美国的战争伙伴呢？
The emergence of China, is it a threat to Japan and America, or is it a boon for America?
是两个其中一个的选择。
And there's always forced to make a choice between the two.
也就说明人的心态，人的心思的下载。
This tells us how narrow-minded the human being can be.
Either you are for me or you are against me.
你是我的伙伴，或者是我的仇敌。
那么那一位很大的人对约翰，就对约书亚说什么
？And the strong man said to Joshua,
我不是来帮助你的。
I am not here to help you.
我也不是来反对你的。
Neither am I here to oppose you.
两个都不是。
Both are not the answers.
这个什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
人的观念是 either or， 上帝的观念是 neither nor。
The concept is either or, but God is neither nor.
我不在这里讲好听的话。
And this is not just like a joke.
这就是二十世纪最后的时候，从现代变成后现代的不同的两种典范的思考范围。
And this is the way we think as we move from modernism to postmodernism.
所以二十世纪初期的时候
，In the beginning of the 20th century,
一个瑞士的神学家叫做 Karl Barth。
A Swiss theologian by the name of Karl Barth.
他对上帝用了一个很特殊的新的名词。
He invented a new term for God.
他的 the Holy Other.
And God was to be known as the Holy Other.
那有完全不同的另一位。
The other that is completely different from us.
完全跟我们的观念不一样的。
Completely different from our concept.
你把上帝想成什么，一定不对的。
No matter how you would imagine God, it would be wrong.
你反过来再把它想成另外一样，还是不对。
Even if you think of it from different angles, you would be wrong.
这样不对，那样不对，你说要怎样才对？
Then what is the right answer?
上帝说你怎么想都不对。
God said, no matter how you would imagine, you would be wrong.
你是用罪人的思想来定夺我的本质。
What you are trying to do is to understand my attribute from a fallen sinner's mind.
完全不在那个层次的里面。
But God does not exist within this realm.
约书亚说你是来帮助我的，或者来反对我的。
Joshua asked the question, are you here to help me or to oppose me?
耶和华的使者说我不是来帮助你的。
The messenger of God said, I'm not here to help you.
我也不是来反对你的。
Neither am I here to oppose you.
我是来带领你的。
I'm here to lead you.
这就是真正的基督教。
This is what Christianity is all about.
当一个人把上帝当作他的仇敌，
When a person treats God as his enemy,
他是不能真正认识神性是什么。
He would never know what God is all about.
他把上帝当作他的仆人，
But when you treat God as your servant,
他也不能认识真正的神的作为是什么。
He would not know what the work of God is all about.
所以当一个人把神当作他的主，谦卑跪下敬拜侍奉的时候，这个人真正可以跟随主了。
When a person understands God as Lord and worship Him in humility, he can then truly follow
Him. I neither come to oppose you nor come to against you.
我不是来抵挡你或者来帮助你的。
两个都不是。
Not either.
我是来率领你的。
I am here to lead you.
当每个人侍奉主的时候，
When we serve God,
不是把上帝当作可怜兮兮的老人，我来助他一臂。
We are not to come to think of God as a pitiful old person that we are to help.
贫穷的不得了的乞丐，我来施舍一点。
Or that he is so poor like a beggar that I should give him some money.
神不需要。
God need not have all
this. 神也不求你。
He would not ask of us.
因为你能够在他身上献上做的任何一切，都是他的恩典。
Everything that we can do for God came from His grace.
所以亚伯拉罕这个人呢？
For Abraham,
他已经跟随主很久了。
He has followed the Lord for many years.
上帝已经应许他很久了。
And God has given him promises.
但是上帝还没有把后裔给他。
But his descendant had not come.
所以他想来想去，大概上帝忘记了。
So he must have thought that God has forgotten him.
或者上帝无能了。
Or God has no power.
上帝可能是很良善的，但是能力不够。
Maybe he's very good, but not so powerful.
或者上帝是能力很够，但是不够良善。
Perhaps he's very powerful, but not good enough.
这件事情呢？
This matter,
是对基督教的反对的哲学提出来的几百年的副教的一个课题。
Was a topic for apologetics when people opposed the Christianity.
If God is Almighty, probably He is not all good.
如果上帝是全能的，可能他不是全善的。
If God is all good, but He probably is not Almighty.
或者上帝是全善的，但是不是全能的。
他是很好的上帝，但能力做不到，所以这个世界还有一些的毛病。
He's a very very good God, but not too powerful, so we have a lot of problems in the world.
或者他有大有能力剿灭所有的罪恶。但是他呢根本不善，所以许可罪的存在。
Or perhaps he's so powerful he can get rid of sin from the world, but he is not too good.
这是罪人用堕落的理性随便瞎猜上帝产生出来的一个答案。
These are the guesswork of the fallen thinking process of sinners.
归正神学告诉我们神是全能, 神也是全善的。
Reformed theology tells us that God is all good and all powerful.
那为什么这个世界还有这么多的软弱, 这么多败坏的事情?
But why would there be so many weaknesses and difficulties of the world?
答案就是神的时间还没有到。
The answer would be the timing of God is not up.
我告诉你, 今天整个系统神学的历史中间, 缺乏了文化神学、受苦神学、时间神学的教导。
And today in systematic theology, it lacks the understanding of culture, the understanding of suffering, and the understanding of timing.
当一个青年人奉献做主的工作，他以为我读完了神学，我的学分够了，我的资格恩赐都不错，我现在一做，神你就要用我。上帝说，你还有缺乏一样，你的时间还没有到。
Many young people will give up their life to God and think of themselves as talented and they want God to use them, but their timing may not be up.
为什么摩西40岁有侍奉主, 上帝等80岁才呼召他呢?
Moses wanted to serve God at 40, but God called him at 80.
因为神的时间还没有到。
Because his time was not up.
耶稣从生出来就是道成肉身, 为什么等到30岁才可以出来侍奉呢?
Jesus Christ was born God in the flesh, but he began his ministry only after 30 years old.
因为他的时间还没有到。
Because his time was not up.
为什么上帝在赐下马拉基书以后呢? 400年没有赐下先知呢?
Why was there no prophet after the book of Malachi for 400 years?
直到400年以后才把施洗约翰赐下来呢?
And then John the Baptist was born.
因为他的时间还没有到。
Because the timing of God was not up.
现在我们读圣经没有读到时间神学的重要性。
When we read the Bible, we often miss the idea of timing.
我们许多时候就走在圣灵的前头。
And we want to walk before the Holy Spirit.
我们许多时候比上帝的旨意更急，要遵行，要成全上帝所定的应许。
We want to be more anxious than God in fulfilling His own will.
结果我们就完全错误了。
And we make complete mistakes.
今天教会失败不是去复了读一些教会增长学就可以解决的。
The problem of the church cannot be solved just because you enter Fuller Seminary.
有许多许多的因素是我们没有好好查出来。
There are many elements that we are not aware of.
当撒拉对亚伯拉罕说,
When Sarah said to Abraham,
既然神应许,
Since God has promised,
你一定要有孩子,
that you must have a descendant.
但是等了这么久你还没有孩子,
But we have waited for so long.
你还要等多久呢?
How long must we wait?
你等越久你越年老。
The longer you wait, the older you will become.
我等越久也没有月经来了。
And I will be more barren.
所以可能有一个办法我们没有想清楚的，因为上帝讲到解经不够清楚。
So maybe there is a way the sermon was not well interpreted.
我把我的使女送给你,
Let me give you my maidservant.
你跟她发生性关系,
and you have sexual relationship with her.
以后她有了孩子,
and when she gets pregnant,
反正就是你的孩子,
it will be your child.
神可能用这个办法成全她的应许。
Perhaps God will fulfill his promises in this manner.
他们用血气要成全上帝属灵的事情。
And so with the attitude of the flesh, they want to fulfill spiritual goals.
这是不可能的事情。
This would be impossible.
所以这个约翰福音告诉我们,
The Gospel of John says,
被圣灵生的,
Those who are born of the Holy Spirit
不是从血气生的,
are not born of the flesh,
不是从肉体生的,
or of the physical body,
不是从情欲生的,
or from physical desires,
要从上帝的灵生的,
but from the Spirit of God,
是从神自己生的,
from God Himself.
所以呢，生下一个以实玛利呢,
And so when Ishmael was born,
性情像野驴一样的,
And he has an attitude like a donkey.
伸手害人, 人也害他。
And he will harm others and others will harm him.
这就是差不多4000年以后, 恐怖分子这么多, 最先的一句预言了。
This is the first prophecy of terrorists for 4,000 years later.
从来没有一个地方, 没有一个宗教, 没有一种民族, 兴起更多恐怖分子, 正像今天中东的回教地区一样。
There are no religion in the world that has produced more terrorists than the Middle Eastern religion of Islam.
虽然恐怖分子不都是回教徒，不都是恐怖分子。
Of course, not all Muslims are terrorists.
许多的恐怖分子都是回教徒。
But there are many terrorists who are Muslims.
这是很清楚地告诉我们。
Clearly, it tells us.
神的话已经提出了这些预言。
That the words of God is prophetic in this manner.
现在我们要继续看下去。
We want to continue to read.
以色玛利生下来以后,
After Ishmael was born,
第十三年的时候
On the 13th year,
亚伯拉罕已经99岁了
Abraham was 99 years old.
圣经记载什么事情
And the Bible tells us,
我们大家一同打开
Let us all look at it.
创世纪第十七章
Genesis chapter 17.
换到了我们从第一节念到第八节
We want to read from verses 1 to 8.
我们轮流来读
Responsively.
亚伯拉罕年99岁的时候耶和华向他显现对他说我是全能的上帝你当在我面前做完全人我就以你的由使你的后裔极其繁多亚伯兰伏伏在地上帝又对他说我以你的由你要做多国的父从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰要叫亚伯拉罕因为我已经立你做多国的父我必使你的后裔极其繁多国度从你而立君王从你而出我要与你并你的世世代代的后裔建立我的约做永远的约是要你做你和你后裔的上帝我要将你现在的寄居之地就是迦南全地赐给你和你的后裔永远为业我也必做他们的上帝那我们读经就到这个地方当他生了这个以斯玛利以后
After Ishmael was born
这十三年的时间上帝就不跟他讲话了
For 13 years God did not speak to him
这是亚伯拉罕生命中间一个真空期
This is an era of vacuum in his life
就是亚伯拉罕他灵性中间一个低谷的时期
A place of the lowest state of his spirit
神不是把他当作朋友来看待吗
Was God not his friend?
神不是什么心意都传给亚伯拉罕吗
Did God not simply tell him his own will?
他是从亚当以来最清楚领受上帝启示的一个圣徒
Since the era of Adam, Abraham received God's will the most
但是他违背了神的旨意
But he went against God's will
他生出了非应许的后代以后呢
And the descendant that was not part of the promise was born
神就与他疏远13年的时间
And God left him for 13 years
所以等到他的99岁的时候
When he was 99,
神又对他显现
the Lord appeared to him again,
神又对他说话
and spoke to him again.
亚伯拉马上伏伏在上帝的面前
and immediately Abraham fell face down.
这种的时间呢
This sort of time,
是我们跟随主的人一定要注意的一个时刻
is something that followers of the Lord must take note
当上帝不说话的时候
when God is silent
那什么意思呢
what does that mean
当上帝静默的时候
when God is completely quiet
那我们应当怎样回应他呢
how should we respond to him
有许多人以为上帝的静默就等于上帝任凭我们可以自由了
Some people think that when God is silent, it means we can do anything we want.
就更勇敢犯罪。
And then we will sin boldly.
更顺从我们的情欲。
And just follow our desires.
来抵挡上帝的旨意。
And oppose God.
因为神不讲话了嘛。
Because God is silent.
神不干预了。
God is not interfering.
这岂不是神把绝对的自由的权柄交给我了吗
？Does that not mean that God wants me to be free?
还有的人以为上帝静默的时候，就表示上帝已经不存在了。
Some people think that when God is quiet, He does not exist.
上帝从历史中不见了。
He has disappeared from history.
上帝从我们现成的社会中间消失了。
He has disappeared from our society.
我们就怀疑过去他的显现不过是我们的心理作用。
And then we will think that in the past we must have imagined His existence.
历史上他做过的事情不过是前人错误的解释。
That in history His deeds are mistaken notions.
事实证明他不在了嘛。
The fact is that He was never there.
这十多年他根本没有存在。
For the past few decades, I've never heard of Him.
所以我们就把现实的状况当作永恒的状况。
And we think that the present is like all eternity.
一个人把现实的状况当作永恒的状况是很危险的。
And it is a dangerous thing to do to think that the present is like forever.
照样反对基督教的人把看见的教会的现实的失败当作基督教永远失败的本质的时候那也是很危险的。
And people who oppose Christianity will look at the present state and think that forever is like this.
这就是马克思、毛泽东所犯的毛病。
These were the mistakes of Karl Marx and Mao Zedong.
他们以为他们可以找到宗教在本质上暂时的毛病，就可以定宗教永恒没有价值。
They look at the temporal problems of religion and they think that religion has no value.
但是圣经的观念不是如此。
This is not biblical concept.
在圣经里面，什么时候是神安静的时候呢？
In the Bible, when is the time when God is quiet?
也就是当人以审判神的态度来面对神的时候，神就静不下来了。
It will be the time where we try to judge God.
When God was judged by man, He keeps silent. 当人审问神的时候，神永远是安静的。
Whenever we judge God, God will keep quiet.
这件事在耶稣基督在地上受审判的时候，很清楚地显明出来。
We see this clearly when Jesus Christ was judged on earth.
当比拉多审判耶稣的时候，他不回答。
When Pontius Pilate judged Jesus, he kept quiet.
当叙利王审判耶稣的时候，他不回答。
When King Herod judged Jesus, he kept quiet.
祭司长审判耶稣的时候，他不回答。
When the high priest judged Jesus, he kept quiet.
当百姓审判耶稣的时候，他不回答。
When the people judged Jesus, he kept quiet.
这些律法师、法利赛人、这些文士审问耶稣的时候，他都不回答。
The Pharisees, the scribes, the lawyers judged him, he kept quiet.
只有当他们的问题牵涉到基督的神性的时候，耶稣一定要回答。
He only answered when questions relating to the divinity was asked.
否则等耶稣基督否认他是神在人间。
Or he would need to deny that he is God on earth.
那当神静默的时候表示什么呢？
When God keeps quiet, what does that mean?
并不表示他不存在。
It does not mean that he does not exist.
也不表示他认可你有绝对的自由。
Certainly, it doesn't mean that we have absolute freedom.
正在闭口睁眼检查你对他的回应。
God is silent, but His eyes are open to look at your response.
有一次我读到圣经以赛亚书录出现一句话，我吓死了，到今天吓还没有完。
I read a verse in Isaiah that astonished me till today.
上帝对以色列说
，God said to Israel,
静默许久了，你还不惧怕吗？
Are you not fearful now that I'm silent for so long?
这是很可怕的一件事情。
I look at it, I'm horrified.
当我们考书的时候
，When we have examination,
老师走来走去 ，tick tick tock tock tick tick tock， 我们让他的。
And the teacher will walk around supervising, and we let him walk around.
突然间老师不讲话了。
If suddenly the teacher keep quiet,
考书的他静得不得了了。
During the examination, he's very quiet.
那个时候我就很紧张了。
Then I will be very anxious.
这些静的中间到底表示他在做什么呢？
Within the silence, what would he be doing?
所以慢慢慢慢就抬头看看他在做什么。
And I will raise my head to see what the invigilator was doing.
最可怕的，因为他很安静，你就开始作弊，把簿子拿出来偷偷看。
The scariest thing to do is that if he is very quiet, you try to cheat by taking out the book.
那么你还是继续安静下去。
And everybody is still quiet.
后来你开始揪到他这么近，什么事呢？所以你就慢慢慢转移视线，看看他在哪里。当你一看他的时候，发现他在看你，那更可怕了。
And the most frightening thing is to realize that the silence come about because it's right behind you.
这个叫做存在主义的发现。
This is a discovery of existentialism.
你发现他存在。
You suddenly discover that the examiner exists.
你更发现你存在在他面前。
And you suddenly discover that you are existing before him.
你又发现他的存在正在监视你的存在。
And his existence is supervising your existence.
你的存在是个犯罪的存在。
But your existence is one of sin.
所以这是很可怕的事情。
It's a horrifying thing.
所以上帝说，我静默许久，你还不惧怕吗？
And God said, I've been silent for so long. Are you then not afraid?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你的生命中间，神对你不讲话多久了？
Dear brothers and sisters, how long have God been silent to you in your life?
只有很愚笨的人才说，神不存在，对我是最好的，因为我可以自由行事。
Only the foolish will say that the non-existence of God is good for me.
但是神的存在不会因为你不信他的存在就变成不存在。
But the existence of God would not be dependent on you just because you don't believe doesn't mean that he will disappear.
如果上帝的存在是因为你不信他变成不存在的话。
If God suddenly disappeared just because you do not believe.
那么神的存在就不是一个必须的、绝对的、自由的、永恒的存在。
And then his existence will not be something that is necessary, that is free, that is eternal.
If the existence of God depends on your belief or not, his existence is not eternal, is not incontingent. 那么这样的存在变得可有可无的存在。
And this sort of existence then is quite meaningless.
那么你的信仰可以决定它存不存在。
And your very faith will determine whether he exists or not.
这不是圣经的教训。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
那是世人的愚昧所想出来，信有则有，信无则无的自我欺骗。
But a self-deception by man who thinks that when I believe he's there, when I don't believe he's not there.
神的存在也不会因为你信他存在就变成更存在。
The existence of God will not become more real just because you believe in Him.
因为存在的本身不需要等级，有没有更不存在、更存在、比存在更存在的更更存在，没有这样的差别。
The existence of God has no degree; it cannot be more existing or less existing.
像康德所讲的，证明神存在是很难的事情。
Immanuel Kant said that to prove that God exists is very difficult.
但要证明上帝不存在，是比证明上帝存在的困难更难、更难、更难的事情。
But to prove that God does not exist is more, more, more difficult than to prove that He exists.
这位自我永存。绝对不存的上帝说，我向你静默许久了，你还不惧怕我吗？
And this self-existing and absolutely existing God said, I have been silent for so long, are you not afraid?
当神十三年不讲话以后，
After the 13 years of silence,
没有撇下他所拣选的人，
He did not abandon the person he has chosen.
当神静默许久以后，
After the long period of silence,
动了慈心，主动在启示给亚伯拉罕。
With mercy, he went to appear to Abraham.
他不是这样就把亚伯拉罕丢弃了。
He did not just throw Abraham away.
他不因着人越过他的教训，做了不应当做的事情，就把人抛掉了。
And he did not abandon mankind just because we made mistakes.
神在亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，
When Abraham was 99,
他向他显现。
God appeared to him again.
上帝对亚伯拉罕说，
And God said to Abraham,
我是全能的上帝。
I am God Almighty.
你要在我的面前做完全人。
Walk before me and be blameless.
我就以你立约。
I will confirm my covenant.
使你的后裔极其繁多。
I will greatly increase your numbers.
上帝的话语总是老调重弹。
God often repeat His words.
没有什么创新的意思。
Not very creative.
也没有令人振奋的新的刺激。
No new inspiration.
这句话早就听过了。
He has heard all this before.
很多人对神的话感到没有新鲜感，感到没有吸引力，感到没有必须性。
Very often we look at the words of God, we think there is nothing new, there is nothing to attract us.
但我告诉你，不是新鲜感增加真理的因素。
But the truth is not increased just because it seems fresh.
真理的本身就隐藏着永远不衰退的新鲜感。
The truth in itself contains eternal freshness.
今天我用这样的心态，
With such an attitude,
站在全世界的面前讲道。
I preach before the entire world.
我讲的没有什么新的东西。
I will not preach new things.
我讲都是几千年在圣经里面已经记载下的东西。
What I will preach will be things that are recorded for thousands of years.
但是只有永恒性本质的东西才隐藏着永不衰退的新鲜感在里面。
But only things that are eternal has eternal freshness within it.
你会不会对吃饭感到讨厌吗？
Well, you get sick of eating rice.
你说我从两三岁吃饭到现在一点没有新鲜感，我不要吃饭，那请你去死吧。
You may say that I've eaten rice all my life, it's nothing fresh, so I will stop eating, then you will die.
你说我喝水喝了几十年，讨厌了。
You may be sick of drinking water for so many decades.
这些东西不需要用吸引力来使你受刺激，用新鲜感去欢迎它。
But these things need not be welcome because it's fresh.
因为这些永恒的本质就是新鲜感的真正的根基。
It contains eternal elements and that is the foundation of freshness.
神对亚伯拉罕说，
God said to Abraham,
你要在我的面前做个完全人。
Be blameless before me.
我就以你立约。
And I will confirm my covenant.
我以你立约。
With you.
跟从你，我应许你。
Compared to the promises of the
past, 到底不同在什么地方呢？
What are the differences?
原来希伯来文里面关于 promise 有两个不同的字。
In Hebrew language, there are two words relating to promises.
一个字是单方面的。
The first one is one-sided affair.
第二个字是双方面的。
The second one is a mutual one.
当我应许你，
When I promise you,
我对你先讲的时候，
When I first say this to you,
这是单方面用他的信实跟大能讲出来的预言。
It is a prophecy by one party based on his almighty power.
当上帝说我与你立约的时候,
when God said, I will have a covenant with you,
这个除了他自己所讲的话, 他要你遵守的时候, 对你有所要求。
Other than his own words, there is a demand towards you.
一个男孩子对女孩子说, 我要常常寄花给你。
When a boy said to a girl, I always give you flowers.
每个礼拜我会寄一盆的鲜花给你。
Every week I will send a bouquet to you.
这是应许。
This is a promise.
女方没有责任遵守什么。
But the girl will not have any obligation.
你要寄来,我本来喜欢花, 谢谢你。
If you will send flowers, then I like it, thank you.
但是当这个男子对女子说, 我要跟你立约, 你做我的妻子, 我们永远不可以, 你不可爱别人, 我也不爱别人, 这个就不是应许了, 这个叫立约了。
But when a man said to a girl that now we have a covenant, you cannot love anyone else, this is a covenant, not a promise.
当立约变成代替应许的时候,
when covenant takes the place of a promise,
这已经不是单方面的事情,
it is no longer one-sided.
这个变成双方面的责任,
it will become a mutual responsibility.
这个就变得很严肃的,
something very solemn.
这个变成有责任感的,
something with responsibility.
这个有法律条文的约束的,
there is legal constraint.
这个变成有犯法的可能的,
and then there is a possibility of going against it.
这个是永恒的一个责任的,
it is an eternal responsibility.
上帝这个时候已经进到另外一步,
and so God has entered into another step.
我单是应许亚伯拉罕后代要像天上的星海边的沙那么多, 要以他立约, 而且成为永远的约。
Earlier the promise was that the descendants will number like the sand of the beach, but now there is a covenant for it.
所以亚伯拉罕你要守我给你的约,
and Abraham is to fulfill the covenant.
你要遵行我给你的命令,
and follow the will and command of God.
如果你在我面前成为完全人,
if you become blameless before me,
我就与你立约,
I will confirm my covenant with you.
这句话的意思是什么呢?
What does this verse mean?
如果你根本不愿意做完全人,
if you are not willing to be blameless,
那我不会跟你立约的,
then there will be no covenant.
这样神就对人有很严肃的要求,
and so God has solemn requirement of mankind.
是不是神需要我们这些事呢?
Is it because God needs us?
不是的,
no.
因为只有人遵行上帝的约的时候, 人才真正享受上帝创造人一切的恩惠,一切的应许。
We can only enjoy fully the grace and promises of God when we follow the covenant.
人活在世界上最大最大的责任,
the greatest responsibility for all of us when we live on earth.
人生最终极的目的是什么呢?
The ultimate goal of humanity.
我们要荣耀上帝,
is that we are to glorify God.
我们要享受他,
and to enjoy His presence.
人可以享受神,
that we can enjoy God.
人可以在生命中间经历神一切的恩典,
that in our life we can experience all His grace.
享受神,
to enjoy Him.
真正的基础,
this is built on the foundation,
行在他的道中,
of walking in His word,
遵守他的约,
to follow His covenant,
达到他创造我们的计划,
to fulfill the plan that He has for us,
为我们的生命所定的旨意,
the will He has for our very lives.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
所以上帝对亚伯拉罕说,
so God said to Abraham,
我是全能的神,
I am God Almighty.
这是神对自己的神性的丰盛, 在人类面前第一次最完美的一个启示。
This is the first complete revelation of God with regard to His own attribute.
这句话英文翻译成 I'm Almighty God.
In English is I'm Almighty God.
中文翻译我是全能的上帝。
In Chinese it is a God of all power.
这英文 Aku adalah Tuhan yang Maha Kuasa.
In Indonesian it should be the same.
这三种语言没有什么好笑的。 这三种语言同样的意思,
these three sentences have the same meaning.
我是无所不能的上帝,
that I am a God that can do anything.
一切的能力都在我这里,
that I have all power.
我是丰富供应的上帝,
I am a God of abundance providence.
我是用大能成一切事的上帝,
I am a God that fulfills all things with great power.
当神把他这个本性启示之后,
after God revealed this attribute,
神在命令亚伯兰, 你要在我的面前做完全人。
God commanded Abraham to be blameless before him.
如果神是无能的,
if God has no power,
如果神是少能的,
if God has little power,
如果神不是全能的,
if God is not almighty,
就不会要求我们 他在他的面前就完全人。
He would then not demand that we become blameless.
那么现在我们要问的两个问题。
We want to ask two questions.
什么叫做上帝的全能？
What does it mean when we say God is almighty?
第二个问题。
The second question.
什么叫做完全？
What does it mean to be blameless?
很多错误的神就思想错解这两个名词。
There are many wrong theological understandings.
那个产生了许多灵性上不 必要的烦躁跟错乱,
giving rise to many unnecessary confusions.
上帝说我是全能的上帝,
when God said, I am Almighty God,
有的人就用这句话想出一些很奇怪的质问来要打倒上帝。
Some people then would think about some questions to try to oppose God.
可能你们曾经听过一个无神论发出的问题, 上帝如果是全能的, 他能不能造一个石头, 大到一个地步, 连他都没有能力把它举起来的。
You may have heard this philosophical question from the 80s. If God is almighty, can he make a stone so large that he himself cannot carry it?
他因为能个,
if he can,
他因为全能嘛,
he's almighty.
所以他多大的他都能够做的,
so he can make a huge, huge stone.
那做完了以后呢,
after that,
大到一个地步连他的能力都不够把它举起来。
It is so large that he himself has no power to lift it up.
能不能呢?
Can he do this?
发这种问题的人呢,
those who ask this question,
以为他已经发了一个连上帝都没有办法回答的问题, 好像他比上帝更伟大。
Must have thought that he has found a question that even God cannot answer.
其实这个题目的本身就隐藏了他自我暴露，他笨到什么地步。 那种自我介绍,
this question actually has implicitly introduced the stupidity of the question.
如果我问你一个问题,
if I were to ask you this
如果你什么都能,
question, if you can do anything,
你能不能画一个三角形的圆?
Can you draw a circle that is triangular in shape?
三角形的圆,
a triangular circle.
那么你在讲的显出你多笨, 三角形就不是圆, 圆就不是三角形。
If you ask this question, it shows your stupidity because a triangle is not a circle, a circle not a triangle.
神能 做一个他不能, 一个能, 一个不能, 这样的神, 能跟不能, 不可能接在一起。
Can you have a God who can do something that he cannot do something? The can and cannot are joined together.
所以上帝的全能怎么解释呢?
How do we explain then the Almighty God?
一切善的能力都是从他来的, 这个叫做上帝的全能。
The Almighty God tells us that all good things, the power of all good things come from God.
The all power of good belongs to him. 上帝是善的能力的真正源头。
God is the true source of all power of good.
没有一切善不是从他来的。
Nothing that is good does not come from him.
善的一切的大能都属于他的。
That all great power of good belongs to God.
善胜过恶的能力也是属于他的。
And even the power of good over evil belongs to God.
这叫做上帝的大能。
This is what it means by the Almighty God.
当你从神的全能先有错误的解释的时候, 你的灵性一定进入很多的矛盾跟困难的中间。
If you have a wrong understanding of the power of God, your spirituality will be in trouble.
这样我们知道神是全能的。
We know that God is almighty.
表示一切善良的能力都是从神而来的。
It means all powers of good come from God.
一切得胜罪恶的能力也是从神而来的。
That all power of victory over sin comes from God.
神是大能的。
And God is almighty.
神是全能的。
God can do anything.
就可以使你的软弱, 因为他的大能而提升到更好更善, 更完美的地步。
And because of that, your weaknesses can be transformed into perfection.
这个字希伯来文叫做 El Shaddai.
In Hebrew, it's called El Shaddai.
El Shaddai 原来的意思是什么呢?
The original meaning of El Shaddai
就是丰富的上帝。
Is God of abundance.
那么在迦南的假神里面,
but in the Canaanite false gods,
有一个女神呢,
there is a goddess,
也叫做全能的 El Shaddai.
Is also known as El Shaddai.
他们怎么描写这个女神呢?
And in the description of the Canaanites,
他们就做了一个偶像,
is this idol,
是个女的形象,
a feminine feature,
那么她可以供应子子孙孙的需要,
who can produce many descendants.
所以这个女神的胸部乳啊, 多得不得了。
And so this woman have many breasts.
我们只有两个乳,
in a normal human being, you have two breasts to sustain the next generation.
但这个偶像就有几十个炉在那边。
But this goddess of fertility has many breasts.
任何一个时候, 谁要喝, 都有奶供应。
She can produce milk for anyone at any time.
就表示她的丰富供给需要是无限量的。
It means that this goddess can endlessly provide for us.
这个字 El Shaddai, 有人就用这种假神来解释它。
And some people have goddesses made of idols that are using.
上帝讲这句话的时候,
but when God declared this,
乃是对亚伯拉罕说,
it was towards Abraham.
那些假神根本不是真正供应者,
to tell him that these idols are not the true providence.
所有的丰盛都是有限者,
all their abundance are limited.
我是无限供应的上帝,
only I is infinite God.
我是永恒供应, 全能供应你的上帝。
That I am a God that will provide for you for all eternity.
当神用这一个本性向亚伯兰显现的时候,
when God revealed to Abraham in this manner,
接下去他讲的第二句话了,
he then said,
所以你要在我面前, 你做完全的人。
You are to walk before me and be blameless.
现在我们来到第二个名词,
the second term is sin.
什么叫做完全人?
What does it mean to be blameless?
人到底可以完全吗?
Can we be perfect?
How can human being be perfect?
一个人怎么能够成为完全?
What is the meaning of being a perfect man?
成为完全人是什么意思?
What is the true definition of the perfection?
这个完全的定义到底是什么?
什么叫做完全?
What does it mean to be perfect?
Is it possible to struggle and to achieve the perfection of human morality?
在我人生的时候,道德的完全是不是一个可能?
人可以达到真正绝对完全的地步吗?
Can we reach a stage where we are truly perfect?
如果人可以真正达到完全的地步,
if indeed we can be perfect,
那请问全本圣经里面有哪一个人曾经灵性达到过完全的地步呢?
The question then is, in the entire Bible, is there such an example?
亚伯拉罕吗?
What about Abraham?
约伯吗?
Job?
摩西吗?
Moses?
大卫吗?
David?
以赛亚吗?
Isaiah?
以利亚吗?
Elijah?
所有的先知吗?
All the prophets?
在使徒中间还有谁曾经达到真正的完全?
What about the apostles? Were there any perfect persons?
是约翰吗?
John?
是彼得吗?
Peter?
是保罗吗?
Paul?
是提摩太吗?
Timothy?
在圣经历史中间?
In the history of the Bible?
在教父历史中间?
What about church fathers?
在教会历代的过程中间?
Church history?
在改教家的伟人中间?
The great reformers?
有谁是没有错身的呢?
Who are without fault?
上帝叫这个摩西赐下十条诫命里面说不可杀人。
In the Ten Commandments, we are not to murder.
就把这十条诫命交给摩西一个曾经杀过人的人去讲。
The Ten Commandments was given to Moses who once killed someone.
亚伯拉罕是好几次说谎话的人。
Abraham was a person who lied a few occasions.
大卫是借刀杀人把别人的老婆娶过来的人。
And David murdered someone just to take his wife.
约伯是一个自己承认他的罪高过他的头的人。
Job himself declared that his sin is higher than his forehead.
以赛亚是承认我是嘴唇不洁净的人，或在嘴唇不洁净的人中间的人。
Isaiah confessed that he is a man with unclean lips living among people of unclean.
彼得是一个怕犹太人曾经装假的人。
The apostle Peter was afraid of the Jews and lied.
这些人都曾经是不完美的。
So these people were imperfect.
所以上帝为什么有这么严格、这么苛刻的要求呢?
So why did God give such a strict demand?
亚伯拉罕，你要在我的面前做完全人。
That Abraham, you are to be blameless before me.
是不是上帝不知道什么叫做完全？
Does that mean that God may not know what perfection is?
或者上帝要求一个人不可能达到的境界呢？
Or perhaps the demand of God is not possible.
如果完全是可能的，
if perfection is a possibility,
谁曾经达到完全？
Who have been perfect?
如果完全是不可能的，
if perfection is impossible,
为什么上帝这样严格的要求人？
Why did God demand this of Abraham?
这个问题是神学问题。
This is a theological question.
这个问题是我们灵性追求的一个问题。
A question of our spirituality.
这问题是神对人的要求的动机的追讨的问题。
A question of the demand of God towards our motive.
几年前我在美国东部讲道的时候，
a few years ago I was preaching on the East Coast USA.
这个 North Carolina 最大的礼拜堂请我一连早上讲三次他们的主日崇拜。
A largest church in North Carolina invited me to preach in three different sermons.
那么 Billy Graham的女儿， 世界著名的一个妇女解经家也在那个礼拜堂里面。
And the daughter of Billy Graham, a famous commentary, was there.
她也来参加这个聚会。
She participated in the congregation.
我早上这个八点、十、这个七点、九点、十一点三堂一连讲下去，都常常满座。
And I preached 7, 9, and 11 a.m. when the place was filled.
那只有三堂。
Three different sessions.
所以我就把四堂的一系列的完全论，我讲了三次。
I preach about perfection three times.
第一次我就谈到 the perfection before the fall.
The first one is 在人堕落之前的完全。
第二是我讲的 the perfection after the fall of Adam.
第二个就是人堕落以后的完全。
第三次就是 the perfection after the redemption of Jesus Christ.
第三个就是主耶稣救赎的完全。
后来到了 Dayton去的时候，
and then when I went to Dayton，
我就讲了第四个完全论， the perfection in eternity，
就是讲永恒里面的完全。
我讲完了以后呢，
After I finish，
美国一个神学院就很严肃地要求这四篇的讲章做他们要思考要探讨的词句。
A seminary requested the four sermon transcripts so that they can study further.
这四个阶段呢，
These four stages，
其实奥古斯丁先看出来的，
was first discovered by Augustine.
上帝原先创造的完全，
that the perfection of the original creation，
跟人堕落以后的不可能完全，
the perfection after the fall of man，
which is impossible，
which is impossible，
那么从耶稣基督救赎我们应许我们的完全，
and the perfection under the promise of the redemption of Jesus Christ，
以后我们的永恒中间不可能再犯罪的绝对完全，
and then the absolute perfection where we will no longer sin in eternity。
四个阶段是完全不一样的。
All four are different realms。
我们谈到完全这两个字的时候，
so when we use the word perfection，
我们不能用很幼稚的犯罪堕落， 受造有限的理智去随便解释。
Let us not just explain it with our naive and fallen reason.
那我们就不必跌入神学性的错误里面了。
Then we will not make theological mistakes.
今天的很多的神学，
many theology today，
对基督徒可能不可能达到完全有非常尖锐彼此不同的看法。
Have very different opinion relating to whether we can be perfect or not.
卫理公会的创办人约翰卫斯理，
John Wesley, the founder of Methodism，
他们认为基督徒在世界的时候灵性可以达到一个完全没有犯罪可能的地步。
proposed that it is possible for a Christian while he is still alive to be perfect in spirituality.
归正神学认为这是绝对没有可能的事情。
But Reformed theology believe this to be absolutely impossible.
归正神学认为约翰卫斯理从来不明白什么叫做完全。
Reformed theologians believe that John Wesley never understood perfection.
一个人感到他已经很完全，又宣布他完全的时候，这种骄傲已经是不完全的一个记号了。
When a person thinks that he's perfect and then declared arrogantly, that itself is imperfection.
这样完全就不是你的觉悟。
And so perfection is not because you have figured it out.
不是你可以达到的道德最完美的境界。
Or the most perfect realm of your morality.
那么圣经里面有提到完全吗？
But would the Bible talk about perfection?
有，
yes.
上帝提到完全。
God himself spoke about perfection.
基督提到完全。
Jesus Christ spoke about perfection.
保罗也提到完全。
The Apostle Paul did.
上帝的完全是对亚伯兰的要求。
And God demanded this of Abraham.
基督的完全是对整个圣徒的要求。
And Jesus demanded of the apostles.
你们要完全像你们的父在天上完全一样。
You are to be perfect like your Father in heaven is perfect.
这样圣父跟圣子都曾经发了一个要求，是人根本没有可能做到的境界。
It seems that God the Father and God the Son has demanded something impossible from men.
这个完全到底是什么呢？
So what sort of perfection is this?
但保罗告诉我们，
The Apostle Paul says,
我不以为自己已经完全。
I do not consider myself as perfect.
我还没有得做。
I have not achieved it.
结果呢， 12节讲了以后， 15节讲另外一句话。
After he finishes in verse 12, verse 15 says,
我们中间的完全人都要有这样的心智。
All of us who are perfect have to have the same attitude.
所以保罗说，我们中间的完全人都应当有这个心智，就是感到自己不够完全。
And that is those who are perfect would think of themselves as not enough.
像保罗观念中间的完全，是不是大道的完全？
The concept of perfection in Paul, therefore, is it something that's achievable?
保罗观念中间的完全，是愿意达到完全，但是从来不感到自己已经达到完全的那一种完全的心智。
Paul was referring to an attitude of wanting to be perfect and never thinking of yourself as being perfect.
像从保罗的观念里面，
so within the concepts of Paul,
我们看到这个完全不是你已经达到的境界。
We can see that this perfection is not something you can already achieve.
你有个完全人的心智，
but that an attitude of wanting to be perfect.
完全人的本质，
the essence of being perfect.
完全人的动机，
The motive of wanting to be perfect.
有面向完全的追求,
to face a pursuit of perfection.
从本质完全, 面对分量发展完全的步骤,
a progression from the essence into the steps of being perfect.
这就是归正神学的完全论.
This is what perfection is to, according to Reform theology.
我把它归纳起来变成三个层次.
In summary, I have three steps.
第一，凡自以为完全的人 都是不完全的人.
Firstly, those who think of themselves as perfect are surely not perfect.
第二, Secondly, 反自以为没有完全的人, 很可能本来没有完全.
Those who think of themselves as imperfect possibly are imperfect.
第三,
Thirdly,
一个完全人一定感到自己不够完全.
A truly perfect person would think of himself as imperfect.
但是他绝对不原谅自己.
But he will not forgive himself easily.
他要用完全的心智在完全的本质上下功夫，盼望达到完全的果效。
But with a positive attitude, he will try his best to achieve perfection.
这样心智上的完全。
And so this is a perfection in attitude.
本质上完全。
A perfection in essence.
动机上的完全。
A perfection in motive.
程序中间长进面对完全的理想。
A ideal in the progression towards perfection.
这就是真正完全人应当有的心态。
This is the attitude of those who want to be perfect.
我向你宣誓用这个原理。
If we use these principles,
来求助于人,
and then demand this of others,
亚伯拉罕, 我是全能的上帝,
God said, I am God Almighty.
你要在我面前做完全,
you are to walk before me and be blameless.
我们今天要在人面前做完全人比较容易,
it is easier to be blameless before men.
你要在神面前做完全人很不容易,
but very difficult to be blameless before God.
因为神是完全者的本体。
Because God is the objectivity in perfection.
所以神这个要求,
the demand of God,
乃是要我们以完全的心智, 以完全本质的生命, 面向完全的追求。
Then we are to seek after perfection with a motive that is perfect and the essence of perfection.
亚伯拉罕犯错以后,
after Abraham made mistakes,
13年,
for 13 years,
神对他讲这句话,
God suddenly declared this to him.
你要在我面前, 做完全人,
walk before me and be blameless.
我就与你立约,
and I will confirm my covenant between you, me and you.
你要在我面前做完全人,
you are to be blameless before me.
今天我们很多人有很多的毛病,
we have many errors in our lives,
很多的软弱,
we have many weaknesses,
很多的失败,
many failures.
但你是不是故意失败的?
The question is, do you do this on purpose?
不是。
No.
你是不是永不长进, 让他继续失败?
Or do you continue to let yourself fail?
不是。
No.
神已经把完全者的心智跟本质放在我们里面。
God has already given us this attitude of perfection.
但是原有的, 神新生命本质的完全在我们里面, 够不够? 不够。
It is not enough just to have this attitude of perfection from God.
因为神要我们长进。
God want us to grow.
现在我很严肃地告诉你一个很简单的例子。
I will solemnly share with you an important illustration.
一粒鸡蛋跟一只鸡, 哪一个更完全?
A egg and a chicken, which is more perfect?
啊? 你说, 当然鸡更完全, 有鼻子, 有耳朵, 有嘴巴, 有脚, 有翅膀, 这个蛋, 什么都没有, 就是完美的完蛋。
You will say that the chicken will be more perfect because it has a big, it has wings and everything, and
the egg
has nothing.
那我如果问你, 这粒鸡蛋你说不完全, 请问它到底少了什么?
The question then is the imperfection of an egg, what is it lacking?
这个鸡蛋没有少什么啊?
The egg is not lacking in anything.
你不能说这个鸡蛋少了什么, 少了什么, 你没有办法证明它少了, 它是完全的蛋, 不是完蛋, 是全蛋。
The egg actually is a perfect egg. It doesn't lack anything.
所以你不能说一只鸡啊, 比一粒蛋更完全。
So you cannot say that a chicken is more perfect than an egg.
那你要知道, 从鸡, 从蛋变成鸡的时候,
but in the process of becoming a chicken from an egg,
它是从完全进到另外一种形式的完全。
It will go from a type of perfection into another perfection.
The qualitative perfection grow into the quantitative perfection. 你明白了?
Do you understand this?
所以每一只鸡都从蛋出来的,
every chicken will come from an egg.
那么你反过来说, 每一个蛋都从鸡出来的,
then you say every egg comes from a chicken.
当鸡生蛋的时候,
when an egg is being laid,
是把它完美的鸡的本质, 把它传制下来,
the essence of a perfect chicken is then produced.
蛋变成鸡的时候,
But when the egg becomes a chicken,
是在完美的本质上发展成了完美的长成。
It is a development from a perfection into another perfection.
这样你就不要轻看具有本质原型的完美。
And so this original potential and perfection should not be despised.
这样我们不能轻看那个小孩子，小孩子不懂事。 我告诉你，现在最懂事的，从前也是一个不懂事的孩子。
In this manner, we are not to look down on a child and say that the child is ignorant because the most wise person was once a child.
最伟大的政治家，最伟大的艺术家，当小的时候，他们都是不懂事的孩子啊。
The greatest politician, the greatest man on earth were once a child.
一个不懂事的孩子，隐藏着最有潜在能的天才基因的时候，他的完全会变成什么？是无可限量的。
The potential of a child has limitless development into the next potential.
你看那个小孩子在那里爬来爬去，这个尿布一大堆，以后的几千万的老祖母就是他。
When you look at a child crawling on the floor with a diaper, perhaps you will become the ancestors of many people.
可能从他的后代中间生出几个总统、几十个教授，还有几百个大坏蛋，也不一定。
Maybe the descendants will have great men, great politicians, or even great gangsters.
所以叫 potential perfection.
所以这是这个潜能的完全。
是 qualitative perfection.
是质的完全。
It's a perfect seed.
它是一个完全的种子。
Already given by God, implanted in your life.
是上帝已经在你生命里面所赐给你的。
每个人都有一个完美的本性。
Every one of us have a perfect origin.
每个人都有一个潜在本质的完全。
A perfection in our potential.
神说这个不够。
But God said this is not enough.
你要长进。
You have to grow.
你要追求。
You have to seek.
你要继续不断的拼命的挣扎。
You must continue to struggle.
脱离你的幼稚。
To get out of your naivety.
脱离你的原始形象。
To get out of your primitive image.
脱离你满足你婴孩阶段的那种非常低贱的生活。
To get out of this satisfaction with a very lowly life.
吸收营养。
To receive nutrients.
谦卑学习,
to learn humbly,
让神自己的手在你身上,
to let the hand of God be on you,
供应你,
to sustain you,
改变你,
to transform you,
陶造你,
to mold you,
训练你,
to train you,
使你成型成为分量更完全的一个人,
then you may grow up and be quantitatively perfect.
这是神对亚伯兰的要求。
This was the demand of God towards Abraham.
神爱亚伯兰。
God loved Abraham
神对他很多应许,
and gave him many promises.
但是他慢慢做错事了,
and slowly he made mistakes.
神静默了13年,
and God was silent for 13 years.
不对他讲话了,
and didn't speak to him.
神再对他讲话的时候,
but when God spoke to him again,
先提醒他,
he reminded
你是无能的,
him that you are
你是软弱的,
you are weak,
你是有限的,
you are limited.
And I am your God. I'm Almighty God.
我是全能者,
I can provide everything you need.
我可以供应你所有的需要,
I can give you everything you need.
我可以给你所需要的所有的东西,
but now I demand you,
但是现在我要求你,
to be perfect
在我面前,
before me.
做完全人。
请问你信主多久了?
How long have you been a Christian?
你领受神的恩典多久了?
How long have you received the grace of God?
你还在停止在只有潜在能的天资傲慢, 自我欣赏的地步,
are you stagnant at your potential in your own arrogance?
或者你谦卑受教, 吸收神全能供应, 所给你的营养, 使你长大成人, 成为合乎心意, 上帝心意的人。
Or have you humbly absorbing the nutrient and the training of God that you may grow up to be a person pleasing to God?
今天我们就讲到这个地方。
And today we will stop here.
下一次我们继续讲起神要他立约的时候有记号。
Next week we will talk about the mark of the covenant of God.
不但个人在神的右上有份,
not only the individual has a part in God's covenant,
要他世世代代与上帝立永远的约,
but all generations will have a covenant with God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.